This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Star Wars Holiday Special. Starring Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. Harrison Ford as Han Solo. Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. With Anthony Daniels as C-3PO. Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca. R2-D2 as R2-D2. And James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader. Introducing Chewbacca's family. His wife, Mala. His father, Itchy. His son, Lumpy. With special guest stars, Beatrice Arthur, Art Carney, Diane Carroll, the Jefferson Starship, Harvey Korman, and an animated Star Wars story on the Star Wars Holiday Special.
To another episode of Newcomers. I'm Nicole Byer.
And I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And we are watching the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It's available on YouTube, so if you want to watch to understand what we're talking about, you can go do that. And I suggest you do it. It's got a lot of interesting stuff in there.
It's a good time.
It's enjoyable.
That's my review. A good time.
Also crazy and weird.
And we're joined with a fun person, Oscar Montoya, who is the host of Spanish A Key Presents and Inside the Disney Vault, a podcast. And today we watched
the Star Wars.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
My God, what a wild fever dream of a thing.
I was so mad I wasn't stoned. I watched this right before coming here.
I made a huge mistake. Yes, I really wish I was very high. There's so many delicious visual treats
This would be really good if you were like recovering from a surgery and on like pills and just like on the couch.
Very good.
It would be like a perfect thing to watch.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's so weird.
Can you believe this actually exists?
It is so wild that it took money and time and then like an editor had to watch all the dailies and like put it together.
Well, I don't know if that even happened. The second this started, I was like, why are we not doing a watch along?
They're
like,
we should have. We should have done a watch along.
And then they introduced the Wookiee family. And I swear they introduced the mom and go, and Chewie's wife, Paula. And I was like, Paula? I was freaking out, but it was Mala.
Paula? Also, is Chewie's father abusive?
Yes.
Like, straight up abusive.
Yes. And why itchy? You mean itchy?
Itchy. Oh, wait, no, Itchy's the son, right?
No, Lumpy. Lumpy's the son.
My bad.
Lumpy is the son. Mala's the wife.
Lumpy is the son.
The wife should have been like Titty or something. Like, why do they all have like descriptive names except her?
I know, my Mala. God. Well, Mala means bad in Spanish.
Oh, yes.
So, she's a bad wife.
Anti-woman, kind
of. Oh my God. How coded. They were like, nobody will get this. Will you Spanish call this a bad wife? My God. Itchy is so mean to Lumpy, and I truly
feel so bad. I honestly thought it was a tragedy from Lumpy's perspective.
It really was. Right? It wasn't about an abused childhood for real.
Who then kind of escapes through watching shit.
100%.
My God, how depressing.
It was believe it resonated with me. Yeah. I'm like, I'm Lumpy.
I'm Lumpy when he was getting abused, and I don't even know why I thought that. Like, the grandpa's like pushing her. I was like, I relate. I don't even know what I'm thinking about.
But. Yeah.
It felt real. It felt very real.
But this was released November 17th, 1978. And we have to thank Steve Binder. He is the director. He
thank
told
God
those
for
people
Steve Binder.
To do that. As I was watching the beginning, I was like, this is like OG Minions. Because I didn't
stop
know what
it
was.
That's true. They just didn't care that we didn't know.
Yeah.
They're like, you'll figure it out.
Like, but for so long, I was like, okay, is this going to start ever? Like, I really was just, it was the longest intro scene ever.
Oh, that's what they are famous for, as we're learning. Yes. Star Wars.
That is a Star Wars thing.
You know what? I thought of you, Nicole, because when the mom had the cooking scene, it was in real time. And we watched the fucking pot roast get made for 45 minutes.
I was really like,
dear God.
Oh my gosh.
That made me guffaw. So I truly
it was like a sketch.
It really was.
Well, it was like a short form exercise.
Wait, what was it? It was like stir and beat and stir and beat and stir and beat.
That shit was made up. It has to have been. No one wrote that shit.
No one wrote that shit for him. That was fully improvised.
And that was a man in drag.
Yes. Which I liked.
And
I
they
liked
do.
That.
Yes, they it do have drag queens up in space. Okay.
Because I was like, your makeup is wild.
And then the wig started like falling apart.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And
I know.
That made me laugh so hard. Yeah. She's moving her head. The little curls are coming down. And then Mama Wookiee was just trying her best.
She was like, ah.
And then at one point, I think she was drinking the pot.
She was 100% drinking the
I was
pot.
Like, bitch.
She was cooking that shit wrong.
You're supposed to be stirring and pushing.
That's not going to taste very good.
And then homegirl had another arm to come in.
Yes.
And I was like, how do you expect people to follow along with this if they only got two arms?
No.
You can't do that.
No, exactly. I was That's like, she so needs her rude. Fourth arm to come out and block her sneeze. Oh my God. This fucking movie. Okay. And at the beginning, Lumpy is abused, by the way. The second it starts, Lumpy wants whatever the fruit is on the counter. And the mom's like, no.
Like a tiny banana.
I know. I was like, it doesn't even seem unhealthy. Let him have that.
Can I just say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people wrote this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it shows.
They each wrote a different section and didn't look at each other's.
And everyone has the wildest name. Pat Proft. Leonard Rips. Bruce Valanche.
Icon.
Rod Warren. Mitzi Welsh.
Mitzi.
It's a great name.
I love it.
So in the timeline of Star Wars, this is right after A New Hope, I believe. So I think that's true.
Yes.
They made one Star Wars, and this they were trying to do a spinoff to be like, oh, this could be a franchise. And George Lucas gave away, sort of like he gave permission for them to do this.
Uh-huh.
So he really had no idea what was happening.
No.
I got it.
And he's uncredited, by the way.
Completely uncredited. Because he had nothing to do with it.
It was his idea to have a Wookiee movie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Which
ran
is
with it.
A bad idea.
It is so funny. The staying power of this franchise, considering this is the second thing people saw.
100%.
Right.
Imagine.
Right.
Imagine watching A New Hope, which I famously think is terrible. It is a horrific, boring,
10 years
desert
long.
Movie.
Yeah.
And then seeing this, well, I guess people saw this and they're like, I don't know. Shit's wild. I guess I have to stay on it?
Yep. I mean, well, it was only aired once.
Right, so and you, never you missed it.
Again.
If you missed it on TV, then you just never saw it.
You never saw it.
But that is so funny.
It was aired on November 17th. Random choice, I feel like.
yeah, for a holiday special? Weird, too early.
George Lucas famously tried and failed to buy up all master copies to make sure it was never broadcast again.
I mean, come on.
And I love this. According to Carrie Fisher, George Lucas gave her a copy of the special as a gift for recording the DVD commentary for Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. She claimed that she played it at parties when she wanted her guests to leave.
Ugh.
No.
That makes me.
People hated
so
being a part
happy.
Of this.
That's so funny.
They hated watching it.
Yeah,
and
here's.
Good
yeah.
God. It's an hour and 37 minutes long, which.
It's so long.
Which is another Star Wars thing. They're like, should we cut scenes? No,
let's add more.
This should be like 45 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
And it should have been half an hour. Let's be honest.
Yes, yes.
This didn't need a Wookiee storyline at all.
No, it really didn't.
No. give me Beatrice Arthur
singing a song.
So wild that it's Beatrice Arthur.
Not Bea Arthur. No. Beatrice Arthur.
So wild.
Love her.
I think she was doing Maud at the time.
Yeah, it's probably what she was famous
right?
for. Yeah.
But I didn't know she was known as Beatrice.
Me
before.
Either. It was jarring.
It was weird. It was really strange.
This Bea
I did
Arthur?
A double take and I was like, this can't be. It is.
Well, really quick to set up what it's about, if we want to try to pretend there's a plot to this. It's Chewie is with Han Solo and they're on his way. Han Solo is taking Chewie home to celebrate Life Day, which is his holiday.
Which nobody ever really explains what Life Day is.
Nope.
People just keep saying it like you should just know what it is.
Even though it's the second Star Wars thing
exactly.
ever. Yeah.
And it's fake. I would have loved it if it was just a Life Day movie where like you just see the
yes.
family celebrate this holiday mm-hmm. and it's just like made up
100%.
Traditions.
Ugh, but we didn't get any of that.
The Wookiee family is waiting for Chewie to come home and then stormtroopers come and try to like fuck shit up. So mm-hmm. like basically that's the thing that's running this mm-hmm. movie
yes.
along. But it's so thin.
Very, very, very thin. Also, very thin. Can I just say, mm-hmm. R2-D2 is introduced as R2-D2 by playing R2-D2?
I know, they introduced like every actor playing C-3PO, Chewbacca,
yeah.
and then, and R2-D2 is R2-D2.
Uh-huh.
I was like,
wait, what?
Which is insane because there's famously a little person
yes.
inside that suit.
Give someone
this
credit. You're going to give credit to.
It's for sure erasure.
That is so rude.
R2-D2 is R2. R2-D2 doesn't exist. What are you talking
Wait,
about? Rude.
There's a little person in R2-D2. I think
Girl,
I knew this.
Yeah, there's a little person powering R2-D2 from the inside.
And is it like robotic? Like it's like moving along with a sort of
you
probably
know,
like
I don't
automatic
know.
Maybe like
thing?
A go-kart. Maybe there's pedals. But maybe not.
By the way, everyone needs to go Google. We're watching this funny thing that someone tweeted us that was like Ewoks drunk on the Today Show humping Al Roker.
I remember this.
It is so
I
funny.
Remember this. Wait, this was when?
So
what
funny.
Year was this?
It's probably the at late
around
in the
Pringles?
2000s.
Pringles
yeah,
time.
Yeah, probably. I have no idea, but it didn't seem
I
that old.
I remember this.
So they have Al Roker in a Hans, I still call him Han Solo. wig, which is like, it looks insane on this black man. This
truly,
like,
it looks so goofy.
Chocolate brown, long flowing white lady hair.
Not the craziest he's looked though. Have you seen his Charlie Brown look?
No,
oh my god,
yes, yes, I
that
have.
Haunted me.
Yes.
And when fucking Matt Lauer was like Lucy or
yes,
something, it was devastating.
Ew.
And he had tits, and it was like, she doesn't have tits. She's a child. What is happening? I feel like he's worn like boobs for like a lot of Halloweens.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He just wants to touch himself.
And then the little Ewoks. One starts trying to drink a martini, and then what's her name?
I can't remember.
The female host were, but they're like, you can't have that.
Yeah.
And then one starts like moonwalking,
and it's so good.
It's great. And they're like, whoa. And then he walks up to Al Roker and just starts humping him,
and then he just push ups and then humps the floor like crybaby style. It's like,
yeah, it's the it's great. So... I was like, this is morning. Where did they find these people that were hammered?
Weren't you so glad they didn't like cut to commercial? I was
yes.
like, let this play out. I love this.
Oh, it was very
it's
funny.
So great. Anyway, it's the best thing I've ever seen. And I love Ewoks still to this day.
Ewoks are great.
They're so cute.
You guys should watch that. There's an Ewoks movie.
Is the Ewoks movie a fever dream like this one, or does it make sense?
No, it's like a very kid it's like for children. So okay. It's very basic okay. And like very like sort we'll of saccharine.
Like I remember. I was just about to be like, me and Lauren, we gonna eat this up for the children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, what did you think of the part where they had like the Cirque du Soleil dancers come out and do like a little perform, and they're like miniature people. Didn't understand.
I was losing my mind. I did not understand it. I was like, why are these 3D people here?
It's like 10 minutes long.
Yes, and then they can get bigger and move from the table. And I was like, what? And then they had uneven bars from gymnastics, but they edited out the side of it. So it was just two floating bars. And I was like, who are you tricking? I know what this is.
This shot, Lumpy, because he was into it.
Lumpy.
I will never forget the face Lumpy makes when he's watching that performance. Insane.
Whenever Lumpy shows his teeth, I have to
he's upsetting.
Break
you
my
have to
legs.
Look away.
Yeah. He has too many teeth.
Too many teeth.
He's like, it's like fucking sick.
No, tell me why Lumpy looks legit like the little baby Grinch in
Yes!
The Grinch Soul
Which
Christmas.
Also has been compared to Tim from 90 Day Fiancé, Baby Grinch. People made memes of that, and I was like,
"There was a
you're
moment,
wrong.
Very funny."
There was a moment in that Cirque du Soleil performance where you know you can tell they're holograms because they're see through. Uh-huh, but then right. There's a part where Lumpy is also see through, and I was like, "This is just lazy, y'all." This, like, what?
They
is,
just
what?
Let it like glide over.
They're just like, whatever.
We'll figure it out.
It's like an Instagram filter where it just like trickles over to the next person. Oh my god, it was. Truly out of control.
I really went between like back and forth between like loving Lumpy and like wanting to own him and then also wanting to push him off the side of the thing while he was walking on the outside of the building.
Oh, right.
Like,
why was he doing that? Is that
I think
was
it was
there a reason?
Just to ultimately show us that when they pushed the guy over, he would die. But I thought Lumpy was gonna have an accident.
I thought he was gonna commit suicide, to be honest with you. I was like, my life sucks, I'm gonna jump off this.
See,
thing.
I thought it was like an indie film moment.
Nicole.
Lumpy was taking a minute for himself. Where he's just like, oh my god, my life is so hard. Let me just walk.
And see, that's the magic of not having actual subtitles right. or words, is we could just put whatever we want
whatever
in that.
You all interpreted it differently and then we're all right.
Also, I didn't like, why was Mala wearing an apron when they're completely nude all the time?
Right. So you don't get food in the fur. I can imagine that being a nightmare to shampoo out, you know?
Yeah, you get a splash of that meat sauce right up in there.
And then imagine Chewbacca comes home to kiss his bad wife and crumbs fall out of her hair. She's trying to look her best for her man who's coming back for life day.
And they seem very worried that possibly he's like died or something. Like every time they get on the like FaceTime with people, they're like
on the FaceTime, they, like
show
FaceTime.
Like his photo, like and then the person's like, put him on the phone, and she's like, and they're like, oh, he can't come to the phone.
Because that's the thing with, like, they understand Wookiee language.
Everyone understands Wookiee language except for the viewer.
It feels like Leia didn't get it, but, like, C-3PO did or something.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But Han Solo understands it.
Yeah. Hans gets it just so well.
Yeah.
Chewbacca's his best fucking friend.
Can we take this moment to talk about Luke Skywalker's intense makeup
job?
Please. Oh, yes.
Why was it the thickest makeup I've ever seen in my life?
It was so much makeup.
Luke was beat for the
truly,
gods.
It was beat for the back of the room. It was
fully
it was nuts.
Thick orange.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was like not even. And I was like, how?
No.
And then he had like eyeliner. Because you know, like when you put too much foundation, they're like, okay, now you can't see your eye. Like,
it was honestly a choice.
They put.
But
my
then,
gosh.
According to some facts we have, so Mark Hamill's face was heavily made up because he was recovering from reconstructive surgery from a near-fatal car accident.
Mm.
So,
you know, don't you feel like if that happened nowadays, they'd be like, you're not in the movie anymore.
Yeah, they'd 100%. Be like, I'm sorry, bye-bye.
We'll find someone else. We'll find someone else.
Like which, Mitch was saying on our thing that he had a beard and they wouldn't let him be in
the movie. Yeah,
and
they were like, bye-bye. Which is so wild.
He got cast in something and then they wanted him to shave his beard and he couldn't.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Well,
I once got cast in something and they were like, can you be white? No, I'm kidding. Imagine. I was like, what? No.
You be white.
Okay, wait. Then this is where he starts to get a little scary. So then that fake Darth head person. Oh, no, this isn't that part yet. First, he goes into that the trader's shop where he's like, I just wanted to show you all the stupid stuff I make.
Oh,
it was kind of disparaging.
It was strange, yeah. And then there was a tiny aquarium.
That was a piece of shit.
Wookiees love it, though. Wookiees
you can take it anywhere.
It.
Oh, my God.
You can take it anywhere. It's easy to clean. And then Mala comes into the shop, and then the guy is like giving her a coded message that didn't seem yes. very.
I was no, like, it was very obvious.
I was like, "What are you? What
Let
are
me
you?
Tell I have you a how package for you. Yeah. I am.
No, Lauren.
I literally was like, she got a rug made, and then I wrote down, why did he have the stupid joke where it was by hand solo? She made it Lauren. Solo by hand solo, and I was going, yeah, okay, move along. Get a rug
Lauren,
over here.
No, no.
I love you.
It never entered my mind that that was anything. I was like,
love
hey,
you didn't clock that.
And okay.
That was a like, cute. Joke, really over the top.
It might have helped if he, I don't know. Because he was already kind of stilted talking about this aquarium.
Right. No, honestly, there's no excuse for why I didn't get that.
No, but
I was really
but
made
at the same time, though,
child.
Like, we didn't know who this person was.
Yeah.
We were able to figure, because at first I was like, who is this man? What? Mm-hmm. Who yeah. is this man?
Yeah.
Why?
No, why? It felt like What's it was like on? From like Sesame Street, like just a little side story of like, and
Again,
here's where we make
felt,
the toys.
It felt very improvised.
It was very, yes.
This
and
whole
then
thing
also
felt very
the
improvised.
Set, very
oh.
bad.
Oh, Ooh. Yeah.
I was like, is this a ship or is this like a land store? Where are
I
we?
I thought it was a store. And then at the end, he like improvises like, well, I didn't want to. Well, I already said that. Why did I say that? I already said that. Like, oh, he like talks himself into a circle. I was like, you can cut at any
point. Yeah, truly really cut. You can edit that.
Oh, no,
right
no
now.
They decided to keep it in.
Oh, man. And then he like. Steve Binder was like, keep going.
Love that. More.
The dark helmet guy, I'm going to say like big headed Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
Stole the brush that the guy was selling,
yes.
cleaner, face cleaner. I felt like a joke, but I wasn't laughing.
He's like,
I don't
I'll
know.
I'll take yeah. it. And then he's like, do you want to pay me or trade? And he was like, I said, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I would have liked if I, well, I don't want to embarrass you by giving it to you. Well, that's why
like,
I
don't. Who cares?
And it
was
who
like, we
cares?
Don't need this scene.
This is poorly
also,
written.
What was his name?
We were supposed to think that was Darth Vader till he turns around, right?
Oh.
Oh, probably. I didn't understand. I was like,
Girl,
why is his head
I
like
don't
that?
No.
Because this.
Trader Dan.
His name is Trader Dan.
That's his name.
See, you gotta be kidding me. Why
this
one
could have been Paula.
There is
you know
an
know
extra
I mean?
N in Dan, so Trader, you know it's space.
You okay. got Akmina, Mermina holographic, and then Trader Dan. I don't understand Chef Gourmand. I don't get the torque.
No.
What Dan? It's so weird no. to me. Everyone else has a wild name except for Trader Dan. Trader Dan was a first draft and nobody corrected it.
The actor's name was probably Dan.
Yeah,
like, you're
yeah.
Trader Dan.
Dan for now. We'll figure it out later.
Okay, then we have the mom watching Julia Child on the space TV.
Oh my God.
She cooks for 49 minutes.
Was that supposed to be a robot? I couldn't
so
tell from
funny.
Like the
well,
makeup.
They didn't make
metallic.
A choice on the makeup. It
okay.
was like blackface right. slash metallic. I was truly, I was like, am I offended? Am I okay?
It was a black robot.
And truly, looking at the picture, I stand by this. It is semi.
I mean, it's a look.
Blackfacey, metallic-y.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive
really
look.
Wow.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's
and then her hair
silvery.
Looks sprayed to death, but I was like, them curls kept popping
up. They kept popping up. I was like, no, this. Mm-mm. No one fixed it. That was
no.
so annoying to me.
me
no
laugh.
One just cut and we're like, let's fix
was,
that
like,
wig.
Silly.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like Pee Wee Herman-esque. Like, just like how like weird mm-hmm. it was getting. I was like, okay.
I think that was a touch of Bruce Vilanch.
That had to be. That had to be.
I think Bruce
that was
Vilanch
all
is
Bruce
so
Vilanch.
Funny.
Then martial law gets enacted. So they say on the TV that like nobody can come anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's getting scared that Chewie won't make it home for life day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the stakes are higher than that until the, like, Nazis come.
Yes, and then it's very, like, Anne Frankie.
And I don't understand.
Very much so,
you
yes.
know?
Why was they're searching. They're searching the house high and low
mm-hmm.
for any other Wookiees.
Mm-hmm.
Then they, like, they know someone's missing who's supposed to be here. Mm-hmm.
A
Which
male,
I'm, like,
an adult
confused.
Male.
Confused. I'm like, how do they know mm-hmm. where all the
yeah.
Wookiees live? Right? That's weird.
And I don't know why he's in trouble.
Same. Oh, wait, but before...
I think they're, like, just keeping tabs on all the Wookiees.
Wait, did
like,
the Diane Carroll thing happen before
no, that's
or after
coming.
That?
That's coming
oh,
up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because we must discuss.
Yeah, somehow so that happens later, and that's fucking insane.
Diane Carroll.
First of all, I just got to say, Itchy's mouth thing
is
was so unsettling.
It was so fucked up. And his underbite going up
yes.
to his nose... And he's, I guess, old, and that's what happens.
But no. No.
He's you still know, horny.
You've seen, like, very old horny men who are like,
because I got no teeth.
Yeah, I guess if you have dentures taken out.
Like, but Itchy did have teeth. So many teeth.
Itchy was just...
Itchy was a mess.
Oh, wait. So at this point, then that's not the Nazis yet. I mixed it up. At this point, it's just the Trader Dan coming to give them the presents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So martial law gets enacted. They think it's the Nazis, mm-hmm. and then it's that guy. And he gives Lumpy a present, and it's really cute how he gets the present. And then
it is adorable.
And I thought it was like a typewriter. But it's not.
It's not a typewriter. It's a communicator. It's a, what did they call it?
A transmitter.
There it is.
And Lumpy's just excited to get anything besides abuse.
Then Itchy gets this like mind-melting, like horny machine where he gets strapped in.
Oh,
and Trader Dan's like,
God.
Let's just say it's a good feeling. I'm like, you're a sicko.
Well, because they, first of all, they have, okay, so the Wookiees are like set the fuck up right mm-hmm. now. They have like seven TVs.
They truly
they
do.
They have this like VR chair.
Uh-huh. And they also had like things behind shelves.
I mean, they have like an amazing treehouse.
Okay, they got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are some rich ass Wookiees.
The treehouse reminded me of Swiss Family Robinson.
Yes.
I was like.
It also reminded me of the Ewok land a little bit, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. hadn't come yet though, interestingly. So maybe they stole that
maybe
from
they borrowed it.
Okay, so Itchy is horny as shit, and he gets strapped in, and it starts to... I actually kind of like this part. This part was like...
The crystals?
Yeah, it was like really like mm-hmm. tweaky, like mm-hmm. sort of trippy.
Very trippy space.
Yes.
Gave me space. I was like, okay, I'm in space.
I was like, this is cool. Then a woman appears. It's Diane Carroll, and she's like, you're imagining me, and I'm your fantasy.
A living legend.
Yeah. And
I mean, to win an Emmy.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What was that for?
I don't remember what the show was.
I don't know either. Show.
But she's like... So sexy.
So sexy.
She's got this purple.
Smoldering.
Purple.
It's a look.
Thing on her head. I don't even know. Like, I want to call it like a Cher hat.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
You know, like a beaded purple.
But it feels like hair.
Hair.
And honestly, she's like, you're imagining me and you're making me real and I'm your fantasy. And I was mm-hmm. like, are you my fantasy? It feels like it's happening. Like,
yes.
I was like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like,
well, that's a weird thing because she was like, my image has been created by. Like in your fantasy, meaning for Itchy, his fantasy
loves a black woman. So come on, so
okay.
Yeah, he wants a human first of all.
Okay, damn. Okay,
he said,
damn.
I want some titties, and I want them to be brown.
Ooh, she won a Tony Award for best. She was the first African American woman to win a Tony Award for best actress for the Broadway musical No Strings.
Oh,
so you know she won a Tony, meaning she can sing
mm-hmm.
She does.
She does sing,
and she sings a beautiful song to Itchy.
Wait, was I wrong about the Emmy?
Masturbating? I'm not sure yet. Oh no, she was the first maybe black person nominated for an Emmy Award. Is that possible?
Yeah,
100%.
Wow,
what country we live in, Lauren?
Yeah, you're it's right, possible. You're right.
For Julia.
So that was, okay, yes, that was her TV show?
I think so. I've never seen it.
Never even heard of it. Julia.
We gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
she's cool.
Stunning.
She's gorgeous.
Ooh, she also won one for Grey's Anatomy.
Interesting.
Ooh.
How old is she / was she?
I don't know. Black people, we just live forever.
She died at 84.
Oh, she's dead?
She died a few months ago.
October 4th, 2019. I can't believe I said black people live forever. And Lauren's like, she's dead.
Yeah. But she did have an amazing career. I mean, she was working up until the end, which is so mm-hmm. amazing. Well, she was amazing in this scene. That was my favorite part.
Yes, by far. Yes. The song was cute.
Except mm-hmm. for the part like that I was imagining him pulling out his Wookiee dick during it. Because I was like, what's going to happen when we pan back out? And
I
see?
Need to know if the shaft is hairy too.
Yeah.
You know?
It must be.
Right?
It must
be. Like they're fully hairy.
Yeah, they're hairy
that
all over.
That would be jarring for like just like a skin of a dick to come out.
Well, that's like a cat dick. Actually, I feel like I was just hearing about this on Doughboys. I don't know why they were talking about cat dicks. But that the dick is like a... possibly curvy, like not corkscrew, but like kind
duck?
Of like, and comes out and is not hairy, the cat dick.
Oh.
And ew. So I kind of imagine a Wookiee dick would be.
Too.
Excuse?
A cat dick is, girl.
Should we Google?
A cat dick is barbed so it,
why?
When they fuck a girl cat, it stays in.
Whoa.
So when they, it's painful for the girl cat because it rips.
Oh my God.
The dick is ripped out of the vagina.
I see.
It's
what did you Google? Cat
dick? Cat dick.
Wait, I gotta get it.
No, this is human dicks on cats. Hold on.
No, I saw one.
Okay, I guess I'll Google cat penis. That seems
I changed it to penis. And you know, they don't want to show you this.
Yeah. They're like, are you sure?
They're like,
ew.
Oh, no. Wow. I can't. This is not, this is, whoa.
I don't like knowing about this. You want to see it?
I think I.
Oh. No, I don't like that.
And then there's a picture of James Corden, like, in the cat's outfit. That is sick. But I do imagine that there. Okay, so let's say if we combine a few things, it's a corkscrew that is barbed.
It's barbed.
And comes out in this pure skin with hairy balls. That's a Wookiee dick, it's my imagination.
We do have to take a break.
We will be right back, and we will also be listening to some Star Wars Christmas music. So get your jingle bells ready.
Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30 and it was so, so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So then the stormtroopers come and they're looking for Chewie. And then Lumpy decides to watch a cartoon of his daddy, which is
devastating,
like sad thing.
Wait, but the cartoon is happening in real life
as
well?
That's what I thought. I was like, are they doing like a mixed media sort of thing where like now the movie's a cartoon and he's watching it to make it make sense that it's a cartoon?
Because then why would it be a cartoon if like, it wouldn't be a cartoon. They're not like,
I figured it was a cartoon because of scheduling. They couldn't get through this shit.
They're like,
I'm sorry, we can't come back another day. And they're like, okay, we'll animate this. That was my
I thought
theory.
Maybe it was also to like appeal to children.
Oh,
because like this is a family special show, yes. Weirdly enough, even though we just had Diane Carroll brain fucking itchy.
Brain fucking.
Also, itchy. This is the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Yes,
ever.
That I didn't know.
It is?
It is. This is where we get Boba Fett, and I guess that's why he comes.
Ay, ay, ay.
We just have a lot on our plates.
Like, So much.
Boba Fett, first of all, where does he come in this?
He comes in, I don't remember. During
this.
The cartoon.
Oh, in the cartoon.
And then he keeps calling them friends.
And then that's how they
C-3PO's like, I don't know if he's an actual friend. Mm-hmm. And then Luke's like, shut the fuck up. That's our fucking friend, dude. And then he double crosses them because he's Darth Vader's right hand man. Mm-hmm. And then he's like ominous in a doorway. Then like Luke falls over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. He's like a mercenary. He was hired by Darth Vader to kill them by making them go to sleep. So the only way to make them live is by putting them upside down.
And then there's like a talisman.
There's a talisman that makes them fall asleep. That's the thing.
I'm honestly so thankful that you guys retained. Like, I wrote down was that the cartoon was so boring.
It was so long.
It was animated so strangely, wasn't it?
Yes, truly at first was. I was like, cool, a cartoon. And then I was like, I can't.
Then
there's a live broadcast of Tatooine debauchery that's all happening, like where it was like basically going insane on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. They're like, here are some unedited clips of what is happening there, and sorry if they're like against your morals or something.
So this is also insane because this program was mandatory for all stormtroopers to watch.
Yes.
In the like just randomly at random times. It's like, now let's watch what's going on in Tatooine.
And nothing is happening.
No.
And then I guess that leads to the Bea Arthur situation.
Yes.
Where she's a bartender.
I'm sorry, who?
I'm sorry, Beatrice Arthur.
Oh, yes,
I didn't mean to confuse
you.
And there's like this disgusting horny creep who tries to like rape her.
With a hole in his head.
And he drinks through the hole in his head even though he has a mouth.
Which is very confusing. It's like, that's
like that.
A choice, you know? To have a
it's
mouth
an aggressive
and be like,
choice,
you know,
yes.
I'm going to drink through the hole in my fucking head.
And you
head.
Think she wants to fuck you? You have a hole in your hair.
Yeah, because she says, I'll be here waiting for you. And all of a sudden, he's in love. Uh-huh. But that's what she says to everybody.
Which he soon realizes.
Yeah.
But like, to be on his side, like when someone's kind to me, I fall in love with them.
Yeah, you know? It's easy.
You know,
just a little attention.
Just like a nice hello.
Way.
And I'm like, you're going to get married?
Well, so this sequence took an entire day to shoot. The actors in alien costumes began to pass out due to lack of oxygen, and they received oxygen tanks between takes.
It just looked like it smelled so bad
in
there.
So bad.
You could tell.
This was all used from New Hope, I would think, right?
Yes.
Like that whole scene and all the actors and costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beatrice, does a full musical number.
Full-ass song.
Mm-hmm. About having to kick everyone out.
Yeah.
They tell her she has to shut down the bar. No one leaves because
they're all
assholes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then she starts singing, which then does convince them to leave.
Right.
Which is like rude.
It is.
Yeah. It's like,
it is.
She's like performing.
She's doing like a Broadway performance.
Fine, we'll fucking leave. Mm-hmm. We don't want this woman to sing at us.
I know. But this is like, I will say this is my favorite song in the whole special. It's cute. It's nice. I love Beatrice can sing.
She can.
Beatrice can sing. I did like Diane Carroll a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
I guess those were the best ones.
Sexy.
Yeah.
And I like that she was just like floating in space.
Yes. Yes.
But there was like bits of the Cantina song playing in the background of Beatrice's song. And it felt very.
And the Cantina song is. Yes,
or something like that.
She was on Maud from 1972 to 78, and this came out in 78.
Gotcha. She's hot off Maud.
She's hot.
Everyone was loving Maud.
There did seem, okay, true or false, this gave me a little bit of a Hava Nagila vibe.
I do think that there's a that has been said possibly about the those that
maybe
in terms of the instrument, it just felt
because they
very
use
yes.
kind of like those like instruments that I don't know what they are, but and I'm sure they're not real, but they remind me of instruments that are real,
like a piccolo,
yeah, like whatever that long thing is that has like a big opening at the end,
a clarinet,
no,
oboe, bassoon. What are you talking about, Lauren?
A saxophone.
I see it now. I'm probably making it up. I don't retain things from this very easily.
I was like, okay, this is cute. This is like the Jewish portion of the of the holiday
special. I will say,
I was like, okay, I'm into it.
Hard to retain a lot of this because
a lot happens.
So
but also
much
not
happens.
Not any, yeah.
Although I will say, I think I might watch it again on like mushrooms.
What? Oh, okay.
That could be fun. Okay, wait, I actually just Googled Star Wars Cantina instruments and they are trumpet, three saxophones, and a clarinet. So
okay.
I don't know if that's what they're literally playing in the movie, but I should know those things. So then, okay, everyone leaves. Everyone gets out of the bar. We never see her again.
Nope.
Now,
oh, no, but the guy who's like flirting with her stays and I guess they fuck or something or like.
Yeah, some.
I hope they didn't.
I really hope they didn't.
She said my true hope
clearly
for Beatrice.
She wasn't into him.
You know?
Okay, then Lumpy's about to be attacked by the stormtrooper.
Oh, yes.
And right when this happens, his dad and Han Solo come home and they throw the bad guy off the edge of the house.
But before, sorry to like.
No, please.
Because I do want to talk about this insane part in the movie. Where Lumpy's building this transmitter and that weird, like what is that? That happened.
I don't know.
There's a tutorial video that he's watching.
So it's a guy teaching you how to build your transmitter, but then he starts breaking down as if he is a tape. Like he's like his tongue is like
it is the most
truly
insane
no
thing.
Sense.
I felt crazy.
I was watching it was like I don't understand this part.
No.
And I just like was at peace that I didn't understand it.
Yes. I think
it wasn't funny. It wasn't entertaining. It was weird.
It was
and I think it's the same
strange.
Actor who played Julia Child. Space
really?
Black Julia Child. I think it was the same person.
I thought that man was really creepy, and I thought like
he's on the Carol Burnett show.
He was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, who was that?
He's like an actor on the Carol Burnett.
Oh my
show.
God! So he should have been funnier.
Yeah.
That wasn't okay.
He should have been funnier. Is the funniest
Harvey
review
Korman?
On somebody. He should have been funnier.
He should have been funnier.
It felt like someone had the idea of like, what if you were the person who started to break down and not the tape itself? And it was like, oh.
They're like, all right, let's do it.
Oh, he did this really unsettling thing that is going to be in my nightmares forever, which is he took a screw and then screwed his chin and then he pursed his lips or something. And it was so gross to me. And I was like, no person needs to do this ever.
Yeah, so he was on Carol Burnett. He was the other guy with Tim Conway. I really didn't recognize him. And he also was on the Danny Kaye show back in the day. That was his big break.
Should have been funnier.
Should have been funnier.
He's buried at the Woodlawn Memorial Cemetery in Santa Monica, if you'd like to see.
All right.
Should have been a funnier place.
Let's take it. Yeah, should have been funnier.
Should have been a funnier place.
Should have been underneath the Party City.
Oh, my God. Is that where you want to be buried?
Hell yeah. Bury me under Party City.
And then just says, here lies Nicole Byer, like right under the open sign.
And everyone's like, who's Nicole Byer?
Like, shut up.
And they would know who you were if you were buried there for sure.
So they prepare the family. Okay. They have to go to the festival at the Great Tree of Life, which is like, what is the Tree of Life?
Yeah.
A big-ass Christmas tree.
I mean.
Let's be honest.
Why didn't we just call this Christmas?
I would have loved it if they had Christmas lights around their little house. And like, yeah. That would have been so cute. I thought that's what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get anything holiday themed until the end. And then I think the Tree of Life like makes you think back to your whole life. Because like Chewie like remembered the movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So they were holding lights. Mm-hmm. And then they were, first of all, they put on red cloaks,
which is very Handmaiden's Tale.
It was haunting.
What is going on?
Why? And then they walked into a giant light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they transport? Did they go inside their little light bulbs?
Maybe.
To go to the tree?
I think it should have started here. Like, the movie should have been like, start with this. I want to see their weird fucking thing they do.
Yeah. And instead it was crammed in the last three minutes of this thing.
By the way, here's all the religious ceremonies.
And then, C-3PO and R2-D2 mm-hmm. are there, which I'm
and
like,
then
huh.
Luke and Leia and Hans.
Mm-hmm.
And Leia talks or whatever.
Oh, Leia sings a song.
And Leia sings a song.
Oh, yes.
And that's, I was because pretty impressed.
We needed more songs.
Songs.
Yeah. I didn't realize this was a musical because the first number doesn't happen for like a half hour into the movie.
I think it's literally like time filler stuff where they're like, and she'll sing a song for 5 minutes.
But it's like your movie's already almost 2 hours long. Right. You don't need any filler.
It's so long.
Well, I think this brings an interesting question of like, What is the purpose of a holiday special or just a television special?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So at the beginning of the YouTube thing, like this specific recording, which I guess was the only one that ever aired. Mm-hmm. So how did this get access, by the way? But it starts with the Hulk will not be airing tonight, whatever. And I was like, oh shit. Some kid was like, no.
Fuck that.
What do you mean the Hulk's not airing tonight? I stayed home to watch the Hulk.
I like this little creep.
I stayed home from work.
And then his mother's like, no, he's going to become the Hulk.
He's like,
and he's like, Steve Smash.
And then but then this comes on, you might be really excited because it's mm-hmm. like, oh, cool. Star Wars. We saw Star Wars.
It's this the hottest
Star
thing
Wars
right now.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny, though, that there was a time period in your life where you were like, this comes on at this time and I know it. And then you turn it on and they go, so sorry.
Yeah.
You've been led astray.
Here's this other thing.
Do you have memories of things? Because I remember when, like, I was watching The Simpsons, and then mm-hmm. the OJ chase happened, and I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like 10 or something.
That's
like,
very
pissed.
Funny.
I remember wanting to watch TGIF.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. instead got a behind the scenes special and music video premiere of Michael Jackson's Ghosts.
Yep, wow. I remember that.
Which I was like, "Huh? I want what?" Where's Family Matters?
None of what I wanted.
Yeah. That video is fucking insane. Everyone watch it. It's insane.
Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I remember that video.
I know it.
Ooh, it's Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphying the shit out of it, playing 7 different parts, all ghosts. He plays a fat white man. It is...
Ooh,
I really can barely look at him.
It, like, weirdly addresses his, like... pedophilia in a weird way.
Because
the whole thing is like these kids like to hang out with Michael Jackson, who lives in this like old haunted house.
Okay.
And all the parents come in and are like, you're hanging out with our kids too much. What's going on? And Michael Jackson's like, we just play. And then I don't want to spoil it. You have to watch
it.
It's crazy.
That's so weird. People
that's
always
wild.
Like to, like creeps like to really toe the line with their art.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Louis C.K. was leaving us breadcrumbs in all his specials. If you rewatch that, you're like, oh, okay.
And Bill Cosby was a gynecologist.
He was a gynecologist on the Cosby Show. And then literally has a joke on one of his albums where he's like, you ever drug women? Can you believe that?
Can you imagine being one of those people who would have it to and then being like, why is he doing a joke about
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
It'd be the most dystopic, like,
so
fucked up
fucking
shit.
Fucking rude.
God.
Wait, can I just say that Ben Burtt created Mala and Itchy's vocalizations from recordings of bears and lions at Olympic Game Farm in Sequim, Washington. And for Lumpy, he used a recording of a baby bear because I guess they're slightly different.
Oh, my God.
Adult bears and baby bears.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, Bert or Ben, you did too much work. I did
you
not
did too much work.
Why don't see you a just distinction.
Have, why don't you just have like a guy going like,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, that probably would have been easier. This man traveled,
and
you know?
I thought the actor like was making those noises.
That's
I guess
what
I was
too.
I thought so too.
I guess not.
Someone did tweet at me that like they have lines. Like Chewbacca has lines in maybe
the
all of the
movies
or one of the movies. And
how
he like
spelled those
them,
things.
And then they dubbed over it with the animal noises.
Okay.
I think that is correct. Someone will correct me.
Like maybe there's some video of like the actor being like, what?
Yes, I think
there?
That was tweeted at me.
Okay.
And I didn't get a chance to watch because guess what? I was off the clock.
Yeah. We have designated hours for Star Wars content. Want to read some of these reviews that came in at the time?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. CNET. This review is from CNET. Say the words "the Star Wars holiday special" around a group of geeks and you'll most likely be met with guttural groans and a lot of glares. The 97-minute TV special debuted on November 17, 1978 and never aired again. Many fans, as well as director George Lucas, prefer to pretend the Wookiee and disco-saturated show never existed, but I watch it every year as a holiday tradition to amuse myself and horrify my friends.
Disco? There was no disco there. Don't lie to
us. Yeah, that feels like just like not...
I think maybe the Diane Carroll maybe it was a disco.
That was like soul. That was more soul than it was disco.
I agree. Yeah. This is from Real Views. Over the years, the Star Wars holiday special has gained a reputation as being so bad, it's good. I agree. Cult classic. George Lucas, who deep in pre-production for Empire, had no creative input in the special, recognizing almost immediately the horror he had unleashed.
Oh my God.
Decreed that not only would it never be repeated or released on any home video format, but it would be stricken from the official, there's records? Although a few bits and pieces have made their way into the canon over the years, as a result, the made-for-TV movie was unavailable for two decades, seen only by a few who recorded it during its first airing. It reappeared with the rise of YouTube, grainy second or third generation VHS dubs that allowed fans to relive the ugliest they had dimly remembered. Surely it couldn't have been as bad as that, but it was.
Mm-hmm. Wait, wow. Y'all don't know about the canon, all that stuff?
What's the canon? No.
So, like, it's canon meaning, like, is this officially part of the Star Wars lore? Because it's not just the movies. It's, like, novels, comics, mm-hmm. all that stuff. And after Disney bought the Star Wars mm-hmm. franchise, they restructured everything to make things canon. And then something called Legends, which is not an official part of the Star Wars franchise, but still valid in the lore.
This is wild. So wait, what is considered legend?
Legends is like those like novels, video mm-hmm. games that like talk about the Star Wars like mm-hmm. canon, the films, but like people don't know about them that much, right?
Oh.
So those are legends. Those are like, it could have happened, but like, no. Watch these movies. Watch this one Clone Wars cartoon show. These are canon.
Oh,
so it's very
wow.
interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. This is legitimately non-canon. It's not even a legend.
So
it's
this is just like a goof around. Like,
that's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
It also makes it. Did anybody read the script? Did anyone get a script? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think half that shit was improv. I'm telling you, that shit was improvised.
Like, imagine getting the script for this and then not being contractually obligated to do it, but choosing to do it.
But here's my question for you. Where do you rank it with the other films?
It's my number one.
Wait, what?
I knew you were going to fucking loved this. This was so batshit fucking bonkers. I'm not kidding. I will watch it again.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I kind of felt like, yeah, throw it on like at the holidays, like in the background. Yeah. Like you don't have to focus on it, but like while you're doing other stuff and people are over.
And every couple seconds you're like, what the fuck is this insane thing happening?
Yeah.
I have never loved and hated something equally as this.
I think I agree. Like I like how fucking weird it was. Mm-hmm. Like I could really get behind like the fantasy elements and like the weird songs and the sort of sketchy things. Mm-hmm. But like I ultimately like just didn't like the story.
Yeah.
And anything
I didn't
that connected
love
to
the story.
Honestly, honestly,
how do you rank it?
I think it's under Jedi. At this point, I can't think of my rating, but I think I like it like third best. It's above New Hope.
Okay. This one is this is my number one. And then I think five or no, maybe it's six. I think six is my favorite. So six, five.
That's Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back? I can't remember.
I think Empire Strikes Back was my favorite.
I think it was.
And that's six, right?
We should have been keeping notes on
yeah, truly.
I don't know.
So it's holiday special. Six, five, two, three. Oh, wait, no.
You
one,
like Jar Jar
two.
Binks.
With Jar Jar Binks is in that first one.
Go.
I fucking love Jar Jar. I'm a Jar Jar fucking stan. I'll fucking die on that hill.
Oh my God.
I love Jar Jar. New Hope's not on my list. It's a terrible movie.
To Nicole, New Hope is not canon.
No, New Hope is legend to me.
You love Jar Jar Binks more than all of A New Hope.
Sure do. I love that beak. Like, he looks insane.
Just the character. He's so ranks tall. Higher.
He's wearing robes.
He walks so weird.
I love Jar Jar. And I think I'm the only person in America. And I think I'm going to get read to filth when that episode comes out.
Yeah, oh, that one's not going to go well for us.
No.
What is your favorite movie of the whole franchise?
I liked Six is my favorite.
We have not what? Or yeah, yes, we have.
That's Return of the Jedi.
I'm so confused with the number.
It is so
Return,
hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was just running Jedi's through my mind with
Return
the
I call it Jedi for
Storm
sure.
Stormtroopies. I was like, wait, were the Stormtroopies in the first one? I still don't really understand. Are they people? I know they're clones of Boba.
Yes.
But
I didn't know that.
Do they? Yes, you did.
I forgot.
There's a lot.
Because we're trying to fuck those aliens. Oh, and
right.
Big tall ones.
They were hot.
We love
that. That was really weird. We both wanted to fuck
yes,
them.
We love them.
We didn't watch it together. We were like, were like they hot?
Yum, yum, yum. Tall and white.
Those weird but Slender Mans.
And white. They were Slender Mans and they could make me do anything. But do they have brains? Like, who do they know who they're shooting for?
Oh, the Stormtroopers? Yeah. They do have brains, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they
have
brains.
I kind of thought they were, like, guys. They were in the army or something.
They are an army, right?
Like, so they're, like, in costume. Like, in their, because, you know, they're in their uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at one point, someone in one of the movies put on the uniform to, like, trick somebody, right? Didn't they, like, get in one?
I think Luke does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it feels but like I, the you can take like, it off.
Who do they troop for? Do they know
who they're trooping for? Yeah, I think so.
And they know they're that they're
just
like
clones.
Bad?
They've just been like bred to.
Oh, I guess clones do have brains because I just watched Gemini Man with Will Smith.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay. You know what?
And his clone could make choices.
Yeah. Oh my
also,
God.
Also, I'll tell you something wild. Okay. Will Smith plays young Will Smith and old Will Smith, and one of them is a bad actor.
No,
which
stop.
I think is a bigger feat than making a clone of a man.
So do you think he did that on purpose?
I think he was trying to make a distinction between the two characters
and
really
one was
leaned in too hard.
Wow. Wait, which one? Old or young?
Young! Mm-hmm. Which kind of makes sense because young hasn't lived as much time.
Stop it. You're thinking too much about this.
Girl, I was watching it on a plane and Sashir was like, Nicole, you were clapping at one point and like pointing at the scripts. I was having a great time.
Oh my God.
It's a terrible movie and I loved it.
You like bad things, but
love
so
them.
Do I.
Love them.
I mean, the holidays, but like, you know.
I'm here for
that's
it.
Her
that's
favorite.
So funny.
I loved it.
That is so
can
funny.
We listen to this Christmas song?
I can't wait to hear this.
It's called What Can You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb? It's from 1980.
No.
There was a Star Wars Christmas album. Scott Aukerman sent us this.
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right?
Yes.
And perfume for the princess?
Yes.
What about Han Solo?
Couldn't we get him here?
That leaves one big problem.
The Wookiee.
Couldn't we get him a comb?
He gave him a comb last year.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas?
Mars is bopping to this! What's up?
What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like
someone wrote this.
Why not?
I mean, he should wear galoshes because he's made of hair.
Is this a sort of country song? Would you classify this as country?
This is the O-Town Road, okay? This is Lil Nas X, where he came from. We are all converts. We all have started dancing.
We are dancing.
I'm into it.
I like it. I want it on every Christmas mix.
Yep, I'm here for it now. Ooh, this little break. Ooh.
Where you do the line dance with your family.
I'm gonna play this at my wedding.
As you walk down the aisle.
Yep, that's just as far. And then my in-laws are gonna be like, oh no. What are we getting? And I'm like, me!
love and understanding. Break it down.
They did the damn thing. Wait, hold up. What? Is he saying lemon?
Lemon.
This has to be part of the
I want to see if it's on Spotify.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Canon. Oh, my God. Canon. It's part of the canyon, right?
Honestly,
well, I loved it.
Melodically,
I liked it.
Loved it. It's loved a bop. It. It's a bop.
It's fantastic.
I was not on board in the beginning, and then very quickly, I was like, this is for me.
Yeah, yep. I was offended. I was like, Leia, perfume, are you fucking sick? Ooh, this is cute. Yeah. Okay.
Really good.
Wow. Yeah, I honestly, my review of this movie was 10 stars.
Out of 5?
10 stars.
I give it a 2, but I'll watch it again.
This is a perfect thing to watch with a bunch of people
mm-hmm. yes.
that you could just fucking laugh at. It's wild.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. It's like, I like Star Wars, but I'm not like obsessed with it. I'm mm-hmm. not one of those people that's like, oh, sacrilege if you, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. oh yeah.
But this shit is fun. It's you can't do this
so
shit
much
is fun.
It is.
And this is like the franchise. This is an experiment that has gone terribly wrong, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. This is a time where, I mean, like, I don't know if y'all know this, but when the Star Wars action figures came out, they had to have literally tickets to give out being like, you bought a ticket. Like, they didn't release them in time for Christmas. So
oh.
people bought cards
oh.
being like, oh, when they do come out,
you
I have
get one for Christmas.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my God, I'd be so upset.
Because it was,
yeah, you have
that's
to wait.
How
yeah.
in demand they were.
Well, that's
you know?
Kind of like the Baby Yoda plush dolls. They don't come out until May, and they're on pre-order now.
Are they? Because I thought they came out in April. But
oh, maybe it is
well,
April.
Well, no, but they're on pre-order. Are we going to get them?
I think they're on pre-order
now. We have to get them.
Lauren and
them.
I also bought matching Baby Yoda shirts.
We did. We should wear those when we watch The Mandalorian.
We should.
Well, this has been a blast.
Yeah, I honestly had a real treat. I will say this. We've had a little bit of a break in between watching movies.
Yeah.
And I have really enjoyed it and loved it. And I was like, ugh. When you texted me this morning, I was like, oh, fuck, I have to watch this.
Yeah.
And I, like, forgot. And then I was watching it, and I was like, wow, I'm so excited to go talk about this.
Honestly, I felt the same way. I was like, I was really glad we had a lot of time because uh-huh. we did a lot of the movies kind of close to each other.
Yes.
So it was starting to feel like it was our whole lives, mm-hmm. and I was getting worried.
Yes.
But now we had about a month off or mm-hmm. so, and we've gotten to just kind of enjoy the
life.
Idea and life, yeah, and we're back into Star Wars land, and I'm okay.
I'm,
you know,
yeah.
I'm enjoying the feedback from everyone. It's been really fun.
I will say this: I try to talk. So, okay, I had a show in Detroit, and this person was wearing a tie with stormtroopers on it. So I was trying to talk to them about stormtroopers, and they were like. For like all of the questions you have, I don't know the answer to.
Wow, we're gonna know more than some people. By
I mean,
the end
I was
of
gonna say, like, do y'all feel changed now? Like.
I do feel like I'm a part of something I didn't understand before.
Same.
Like I'm like, oh, I know a lot of facts about that.
And now I have opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, okay, if there's a gentleman out there who's trying to get their girlfriend into Star Wars, start with this holiday special.
Yes.
Right? Because I think
yes.
it's silly enough for them to be like,
yes.
wait, what?
Yes.
And like funny enough that like you can like explain some shit to her. And
I do think if you're out there and you're with someone who's not interested in watching the movie, but you want them to like it, put on our watch along with
mm-hmm.
the first one, because I think it's been a fun way for people who don't think they ever
yes.
want to see it to feel like they're watching it with people who also are like,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck is happening?
Right.
Yeah. And it's not just with your mansplaining boyfriend who's like, yeah. you pay attention to this
right.
part.
I'll also say if you are queer and you think the Star Wars franchise has nothing for you, the holiday special
yes, the
is
holiday
for
special.
You.
Drag queen
that
up
is
in
high
there.
Camp. That
it
is
really
true
is.
I mean,
high
the Diane
camp.
Carroll part.
Diane Carroll. B. Arthur.
B.
Come
Arthur.
On. Can
yes.
we get gayer than that?
Truly.
Let's go. Lumpy is queer.
Lumpy is.
Oh my God.
Lumpy.
Maybe that's
struggling.
Why he was being
yes.
abused.
Yes. The
yes.
family's not accepting.
Traumatized
oh
childhood.
God.
That is queer canon,
yeah.
babies.
It really is.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really great film. We loved it so much.
I had never been happier to watch something.
Oscar, do you have anything you want to plug? You're on Bless the Hearts.
I am, yeah.
Yay. That's great. On Fox, right?
Yeah, I'm on Fox show Bless the Hearts. It's really great. Watch it on Fox. It's on Hulu,
that's
so
a great
you can watch
cast,
it there.
Right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Maya Rudolph, Kristen mm-hmm. Wiig, Fortune Feimster, Ike Barinholtz, just like a top notch talent.
And
like
lots of people.
I'm there too. So really, really, really fun show. Also, I have two podcasts, Spanish Aquí Presents and Inside the Disney Vault, which is really fun. Check those out. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, to find out more stuff about me.
Great.
Do you have any more UCB Drag Race dates, or did that just end?
We just wrapped this season of it on Saturday.
I love that show.
Gosh,
it's
crazy.
So much fun.
It's too much fun.
It's wild. It's comedians trying to do drag.
Yes.
And truly have no real time to do it.
Nope. We just had Eugene Cordero, who is The Mandalorian.
Amazing and wonderful.
And made it all the way to the finals, came in second place.
He looked amazing.
Stunning. Very fun. I mean, it's
great.
Unbelievable.
It's a great show.
I love it so much. It's great. UCB Drag Race. You can follow that on Instagram too if you want to see comedians in drag.
Oh, that's great.
Check out UCB Drag Race.
So fun. Well, please review the podcast and Apple Podcasts and, you know, give us 5 stars if you love it and give us a nice review. We got some really funny reviews here. Let's read 2 of them. This one says, it's a 5-star review, which we know we like that. Mm-hmm. Funniest shit ever. This podcast is both genius and cringeworthy because it is a perfect representation of my struggle to introduce Star Wars to my wife.
This one says, the best. I love Lord and Nicole both so much. I also love Star Wars. Watching Star Wars while listening to them watch and not understand or enjoy while I'm forced to listen without the ability to mansplain everything is some kind of bizarre nerd cuckolding fantasy that I had no idea I had, and I'm here for it. So, hey,
weird
nerds.
Flex, but okay.
Hey, I'm nerds. Into it. Oh my God. Okay, well, anything you want to plug?
Sure.
You have a book coming out.
I have a book coming out. Lauren, thank you for reminding me, because I truly just got off the phone where they're like, please plug your book, and I keep forgetting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's called # Very Fat, Very Brave, Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy, Weeping, Down in the Dumps Fat Girl in a Bikini.
I love that.
The longest title. It's a self-help guide for fat women. If you're not fat, you can read it too, because it's real dumb. I think it's funny.
I think you should sell posters of some of those photos.
Well, I think I'm going to do a calendar.
Oh, yes. God. Okay. It needs to be hanging on the wall.
Some unused pictures. Also, Instagram, Twitter, @ Nicole Byer. I have other podcasts. Too many if you ask me now. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. Sometimes I'm on Dragger with Manu Agapian. 90 Day Bay, where we talk about 90 Day Fiancé with Marcy Giroux. And then Nailed It on Netflix, and I have a special on Netflix. It's in Comedians of the World, 3rd episode. It is a little raunchy. People have been tweeting lately, this too raunchy.
Oh, please.
What?
You know.
Ew, this whatever.
It's just whatever.
She can't. No.
Lauren, what do you want to promote?
Well, I also was at a critical mass with the amount of podcasts that I had. Raised by TV, Threedom, with special guest Lauren Lapkus, this podcast. Wild Horses had a podcast. I'm down to this one, and I have a Patreon, which I'm doing fun, random stuff on every week, improv or conversations. It's patreon.com/Lauren Lapkus. And that's been really enjoyable. And I have a movie coming out on Netflix in the spring with David Spade.
Oh my God!
The Wrong Missy.
Yes!
And I'm very excited about that. And I play Missy. And it's a sort of rom-com where he hates me.
Love that. Oh, that's
so exciting. Do you know when it comes out?
I think I don't have an exact date, but the spring. Okay. It's moved around a couple times.
So look for that. Yes. That's so fucking exciting.
I'm excited. It was really fun to make. Yeah.
What a treat.
It was fun. Follow us on Instagram, Lauren Lapkus, Nicole Byer. Right. That's it. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Thanks for listening. And
thank
tell
you
a
so
friend.
Much. Yeah. Tell a friend about us.
Oh, please tell your friend.
Please. Just one friend. Maybe two. If you got 3 friends,
Del 3.
Don't know who this woman is.
She's the new face of the new Star Wars franchise. That too.
I love her. And yeah, we are willing we are willing and excited to be cast in Star Wars at any point.
I would love to be like a fat stormtrooper who doesn't get it.
Oh my God.
Who's just like, wait, what are we doing?
Oh my God.
You're just like falling in behind all the guys.
And my helmet keeps rolling off. And I'm like, ack! And they're like, is Kathy?
Is Kathy? Star Wars, but is Kathy here?
All right. Well, we love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.